98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Sequins.
Too many prizes, lads.
A day with alpacas.
98 FM.
Oh, Brendan, thank you so much for the eyelash glue.
Oh, you're so welcome. I just always keep a bit in my back pocket.
We're looking very glamorous this morning for Matchy Matchy. It's your chance to win phenomenal prizes. We've been playing this game for months on end. The list is so, so long, and you could be winning them all if you match three words with either myself or Brendan. We are really hoping this is the week that we can get a win.
We're trying to manifest it.
We're manifesting a win. And if you do it, you'll get all of these prizes.
A win, a €200 grocery voucher.
A morning with alpacas.
A motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and candle.
A Dyson air wrap.
A soup maker.
A pair of traitor's cloaks.
A massage gun.
Dine out for two.
A matchy matchy mani pedi treatment.
And do you hate ironing?
Yes.
Well, wave goodbye to the hassle with this automatic ironing machine.
See ya.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
What's the sound of that?
That ironing machine looked gas. We might actually do a video on 98 FM's Instagram so you can see it in action. It's very funny. Tracy's in Santry. You're on 98 FM. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Tracy, who's in the car with you this morning?
So I have my son Ryan and his friend Fennin.
Ryan and Fennin, good morning. I believe you've been practicing all morning, Tracy.
We did a few runs on the way down, yeah, and they've had some mad answers, but we'll get there.
Same as ourselves, Tracy, same as ourselves.
Listen, Tracy, have you guys had any pancakes yet?
Yeah, the two of them have had pancakes.
What do they have on them?
So first, I had a very unhealthy one. I had crushed Oreo,
whipped
cream, sprinkles, marshmallows, and I forgot.
That sounds delicious. Like you're bouncing off the walls
now.
Yeah,
right. You'd be hopping around the place. What did Seddon have?
I had chocolate spread and marshmallows on one. Oh, and then on the other, I had the exact same, but just with whipped cream.
Oh, lovely. You'd be full
fancy
for the
pancakes
day.
Pancakes this morning, guys.
Okay, well, fingers crossed. That's fuel for a win this morning. Tracy, who are you playing matchy-matchy with?
I'm so sorry. We're going to go with Rebecca. I know you haven't...
No, don't apologise, guys. No, that's your decision. Absolutely
fine.
Thank
you so much,
guys. Off you go to the soundproof booth. Here we go. Let's try and get a win on Pancake Tuesday in Matchy Matchy. Okay, Tracy, Ryan and Senan, your first word is back. B-A-C-K. Back.
Ben.
Pain?
Yeah.
Back pain.
Back pain. Your second word is step.
Step ladder.
Step ladder.
And your third word is polo.
Polo min.
Polo min.
After back, you're saying pain. You've said step ladder and polo mint. Are we locking them in?
Are they good?
Yeah.
Oh, you are decisive. We're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that?
There this morning, there was a little alpaca teddy.
Oh, adorable. So, so cute. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is back.
Back. Back pain.
Your second word is step.
Step. Step ladder.
And your third word is polo.
Polo mint.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Tracy, Ryan and Senan in Santry this morning? Tracy, you did it!
Tracy, I can't believe it!
Oh my god, amazing!
Oh,
the boys
lads!
I'm hopping around the back of the car here.
This is
guys.
Incredible! It has taken us months and months and months, but Tracy, Ryan, and Seddon, you were so decisive with your answers this morning, and you have won Matchy Matchy.
We both said back pain!
Back pain, yeah!
Oh, Guys, you won so many prizes. Oh. A Dyson Airwrap, a cheese board, a grocery voucher, tracers, cloaks, a massage gun, a day out with alpacas. Loads more. God.
So many prizes. Guys, we are so delighted for you. Congratulations.
Oh my God,
we're all shaking and we'll put it down to the year of the horse.
Woo!
Great luck for Lunar New Year. Tracy, Ryan, Senan, a massive, massive congratulations. Thank you for winning Matchy Matchy and enjoy all your prizes.
Thanks a million.
Have a great day, guys.
Guys, well done.
Oh my God, well done. We've done it.
Oh, we're only saying like we really need to do this.
It's been a long time.
You said we manifested it.
We did.
This is our year.
This is the year of the horse. Congratulations, Tracy, Ryan, Seddon and Red.
So happy.
Matchy Matchy has been won. But we'll be starting again very, very soon.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big.
98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a story on the way about a thief.
Yes, I do. First this morning, though, can we get a bit of lovey-dovey music, please?
Ooh, Bella.
No, I forget about it. This is no love story.
Oh.
Italy's famous Lover's Arch has collapsed into the sea.
Oh.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, stop.
So, I actually had never heard about this
before.
Where
is this in Italy?
So, it's in Puglia.
Oh, lovely.
And it's a rock formation, but there's an arch just like kind of at the edge of the sea along the coast.
Yeah.
Very, very popular backdrop for wedding proposals, kind of anniversary celebrations.
Is that near the Amalfi Coast?
I don't know.
No, I'm not sure. Okay.
I'm not
I did see some
geography.
Rocks there once.
Lovely.
But it's collapsed on Valentine's Day.
So it collapsed. The Lover's Arch collapsed on Valentine's
That's
Day.
Shocking.
So a bit like a long and laboured relationship, the arch finally succumbed to the constant wearing down of its strength. Bit by bit, day after day, month after month, year in, year out, the waves of the Mediterranean kept going at Lover's Arch. And in the end, it was all too much. Last Friday, following days of heavy rain and strong wind, Lover's Arch finally gave up and collapsed into the sea.
That's very sad.
It is awful. The local mayor's described it as an unwanted Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Lover's Arch gone.
I don't know how you'd, you couldn't recreate that.
No, happened my friend before. He went to, I think it was Malaga. There was something similar. There was like some sort of a...
Is it Malta?
Malta.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Malta, collapsed, didn't
and
it?
There was, and my friend had literally booked to go and see this thing.
Yeah.
And the day before he got there, it collapsed as well. That's awful, the erosion.
Yeah.
Up next. I didn't really listen in geography. All I remember is an oxbow lake and the stalactites and the stalagmites.
I feel like you did well in geography back in the day. You knew a lot of things about mountains when we spoke about mountains before in the show.
What did I know about mountains?
I think you were saying all sorts.
Tectonic plates.
Yeah.
Moving on, a school in New Zealand has finally figured out who's been stealing students' stuff from its swimming pool.
Ah, no.
So the theft started about a year ago when things like towels, shoes and underwear kept going missing. But nobody could figure out who the serial thief was. So when it kept happening and nobody was owning up, the principal decided to check CCTV. She couldn't believe what she saw. A large white towel being dragged out of a window across the playground by a small black cat.
No, the cat was taking things.
Yeah, for a year. So once they saw the towel then, they followed the cat's trail.
Yeah.
And there, behind the PE shed... were all the items that had gone missing over the last year.
I had the cat made a little bed.
Yeah, a bed of swimming trunks, towels, underwear, goggles and more.
Cats do love lying on clothes.
Yeah.
They do. The second I used to do a wash now, my cat would be lying on the clean clothes straight away.
Clean clothes over dirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
They know.
Oh.
And when you put a fresh duvet on the bed, they do be sitting on it straight away.
Straight up on the clean sheets.
Yeah, always.
Well, the school's groundkeeper then had to call around to the cat's owner for a very awkward door knock and be like, come here, your child is a serial thief. So the owner, very apologetic apparently, absolutely mortified. So the school are refusing to identify said cat and are instead nicknaming him Slinky Malinky.
Slinky Malinky. Very good.
Finally this morning, the year of the snake has slithered away and the year of the horse has galloped into our lives.
Come on.
Today, millions of people across the world celebrating Chinese New Year. It has proved very lucky for us this morning. We had a win in Matchy Matchy just
Brendan, that is an omen of great things to come.
That is the start of things for you to
this
come, my love.
This is it. This is our year.
So many celebrating in China with those sad horses we were talking about. There was an accidental upside down mouth stitched on the toys, and also Malfoy decorations, because Malfoy's name translates to horse and luck or something along those lines. Now, this year, I didn't know this, it's not any old horse. 2026 is the year of the fire horse, which only happens every 60 years.
Wow.
Right? So in Chinese astrology, the horse symbolizes freedom, courage, rapid progress. And when combined with the fire element, the energy becomes even more assertive and action-driven.
I love this now.
Right. So the year of the fire horse, it encourages taking risks and pursuing goals with speed.
Yeah.
2026 signals a period marked by speed, independence, and dramatic turning points. And I've been reading up this morning on our Chinese zodiac signs.
Oh, lovely.
If I am correct, you're a goat.
Yeah, I was born in 1991.
Okay, so this is your Chinese zodiac for this
year.
The
goat and a goat.
Hey. Breakthroughs in career and emotional healing highlight your year, Rebecca Shackleton.
Glad to hear.
Financial stability improves.
Oh, great.
The money is no longer finished. Oh, wait, sorry. Through disciplined spending.
Oh, Brendan, don't tell me.
Oh, God, I'm putting it back on you.
Disciplined spending.
No. Letting go of people pleasing.
Yeah.
Supports long-term growth.
Yeah, so that is you as a goat. Yes to me and no to everyone else.
And yes to disciplined spending. I'm a dragon.
Yeah, let me hear yours now.
Partnerships take center stage. It's you and me, my love.
That's what I was about to say.
Single dragons may encounter transformative romantic prospects.
Oh.
While couples strengthen public and professional standing together.
Oh, Brendan.
Leadership brings recognition.
Very good.
There we go. So it's all go. But apparently a very fast and fiery year now with the year of the fire horse.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
That's how we're set up for the year 2026. And that is Brendan's bit. 98FM's All Day Big
Breakfast. Now, Luke Thomas on the streets of Dublin. Up in my city, 98FM. Turn
it on. It's Pancake Tuesday. I'm here with Executive Chef Garrett Mullins in the Marker Hotel. What are we doing? Let's get it going.
Cool, let's do it. Okay, so the most important thing with pancakes is the pancake mix. A really simple recipe.
Okay.
One cup of flour.
Yeah.
Cup and a half of milk and two eggs.
Okay.
If I was anybody, I'd make this morning.
Oh.
So if you're a host,
first thing, yeah,
get
it made,
leave it in the fridge. So we made this one last night.
Lovely.
It's just a little bit easier to walk.
Okay, lovely.
Then what you need to decide is, what are you going to have with it? We're in a 5-star hotel, so we're going all out.
Of course we are.
So we make pancakes for all our guests on Pancake Tuesday. So
yes.
We offer loads of different things here. If you're a traditionalist, it's obviously sugar and lemon.
Yeah,
and maybe a little bit of maple syrup.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the kids in the hotel, they always want Nutella.
I'm a kid, I love the Nutella. Yeah.
So then a few berries of strawberries, blackberries, blueberries. Then I've got two non-stick pans, one for me, one for you. Let's get cooking.
So go on, Luke.
A little bit of spray.
What's this?
That's just a little bit of spray. So I want you to grab a cloth because so you're going to spray, you're going to lift the pan away from the heat.
I'm already shaking.
Yeah, you can see that. a little bit of the center.
Hold on a second.
Not too much. And as you can see now, you can see that it's starting to cook. So what we're going to do is just loosen it now a little bit. The first crepe that you make, it always won't be as good as the next one.
Okay.
The pan will get that little bit of film on it. So you just give that one a flip.
Okay, here we go now.
Right, flip it over. Oh. Go on.
Up your boy.
That's it. Back on the heat.
That's not bad now. Is that all right? Jesus, that's
better than my one. So I'm definitely going to make another one. What we're going to do is you're going to decide what you want. So I think a little bit of sugar.
Okay. This is for Rebecca and Brendan. This is for Rebecca.
Thank you.
I want these ones here.
They want a traditional one.
They want a traditional
one. A little bit of maple syrup. Okay, so the taste test, all importantly.
Okay.
So roll it up.
Roll it up,
Let me see what you think. How did we do?
That is beautiful.
It's good.
That's absolutely beautiful. It's very light and everything.
Yeah, nice and soft.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you very much, Gareth.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. Thank you.
I didn't recognise you when you're not in. You're normally in front of the microphone when you're in this hotel.
Well, I cannot wait for us to enjoy those pancakes now, especially
can't
made
wait.
For us by the Marker. Delicious.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, our next guest may have left the Dancing with the Stars ballroom, but she's leaving with a brand new spark of energy. Eurovision legend Niamh Kavanagh and her partner Stephen Vincent, they bowed out of the competition this week, and she joins us this morning. Niamh, good morning.
Good
How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. Early mornings are not difficult for me because I've been doing them since I had the kids. Like, so.
Yeah,
yeah, fair enough.
Over 20 years ago, I can't sleep past 7 o'clock. It's a disaster.
I have no kids. I can't sleep past 7 o'clock. It's infuriating. I can fall asleep really easily, but I can't stay asleep.
Yeah, no, and I'm not a great believer in going back asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless, a rare occasion.
Yes.
I had a nap the other day. This is the first time I'd say in about 20 years.
How'd you feel after?
It was gorgeous. But I only did it about 40 minutes. You know, not long enough to get into really deep sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I did it sitting up just in case.
Lovely. Yeah. With the lights on.
In case I'd have to send in now. Some sort of rescue
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
Come here. Congratulations on
Thank
Dancing
you.
With the Stars. You were amazing. How are you feeling now?
Oh,
the dust
I am buzzing.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing. And I've spent the last 2 days consoling the world, I feel. Every time I meet someone, even in Dunn's, like they're saying, I can't believe you're gone. I said, I can't believe you didn't vote, obviously. No, but no, listen, honestly, I had the very best time. I've lifted a few trophies in my time, but
yes.
to be fair,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to lift a trophy to win. Yeah. I think if you go in and do your thing, it's in the lap of the gods where you do beyond mm-hmm. that. So every step I took was a win. I didn't fall over once.
Nope. Yeah.
I mean, I went over on the ground a couple of times, but that was planned.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to Stephen at the beginning of this, I says, if you ever get me on the ground, you just have to have a plan to get me back up. That's it.
Yeah. You've said that the show's given you a new lease of life.
Sure.
What's your favourite moment from taking part in Dance with the Stars?
Jeannie Mac. I should have really prepared answers to that. Because that is an obvious question, but there's no one thing that ever comes across. Obviously, it's the people always for me
mm-hmm.
because the people make the experience.
Yeah.
Always for me. And that's everybody on the crew. The crew, the cast, everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just mad about people. And when I get in among them, I'm over. 1 minute you'll see me over chatting now to the caterer and we're sitting and going to have a conversation with that. And the next thing I'm over here. You know, I just can't. I love everything about that.
Yeah.
It brings me into spaces with different people and the fact that basically I got paid to get fit.
Yeah.
that's an added bonus. Talk to us about your professional partner, Stephen Vincent.
That boy, I swear, if he was my son, I'd be delighted.
Aww.
God help him. He literally danced with his mother for about... I will be 60 before he's 40, which is hilarious. But he is such a magnificent man. He
yeah.
is funny. Like funny dad joke funny, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Great.
Like
yeah.
really
Love
funny, so, right up my street, really patient, which he needed to be fair, kind, just a really lovely fella and great. I was learning to dance without even realising I was
yeah.
learning to dance.
He's
I was
enjoying it.
I was frustrated at times, but we laughed every day. There was no, I mean, he might have been faking it. I have no idea. I have no idea, but I'll take it. He is magnificent
yeah.
and honestly if you were looking for someone to come on and talk about the dancing you'd need mm-hmm. him in because
yeah.
he knows loads about the dancing but he's also really funny and he's really interesting as a person. Honestly, I can't say enough. I would adopt him only he's not keen.
Yeah, he's not available.
Aww, but
he's
like
not available. He has parents.
You've made a friend for life.
Whether he
Stephen.
Likes it or not. Yeah. I know where he lives and everything.
come here, you celebrated your birthday last week. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Friday the 13th. There you go. I worked basically.
Would have been rehearsing.
We were rehearsing in the morning, which was really fun. And then I got in the car and drove to Belfast, mm-hmm. did a gig, and actually saw my husband, which was really lovely. He seemed keen, it was lovely. He had a card. I took the price off the back of it, and that felt like my real life. I the one thing I will say, because obviously I live up the north, so mm-hmm. And because it was so busy, I didn't really... I lived in Dublin, which was brilliant because I haven't lived in Dublin since I was 30, right?
Yeah.
So it was really fun to come back and live in the space and walk the city and do the bits. But I was so busy, it was really hard for me to get home. And Paul and the boys, I left 3 men unattended up there.
Right.
How did they cope without you?
I mean, they coped just fine. There was meals delivered, I'm sure.
Right.
Okay,
even though I left loads in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband literally texted me 2 weeks ago to ask me how to turn on the washing machine, which is concerning.
Did he left it that many weeks?
And I was gone from the 30th of December. Now, I do know. That's a sounds like I have not prepared my family for my death. But I will tell you that my younger sons, they do know how to do it. They actually probably were doing sneaky washes.
It was either that or all the jocks have been worn inside out and back to front.
We know. There might have even been a little shop done for the old jocks. But you know, the funny thing is, like, the reality is, I know I'm going to go back, and even though it won't be dirty or anything, they literally won't have put anything away because that's not how they are. Yeah. So I'll have to move back in. But that's actually really good for me.
Yeah.
That's like my moving back in, because I've literally lived in an alternate universe now.
Yeah.
And now I have to go back in there and say, have you not cleaned your room and all that rubbish?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in their 20s. They don't really need to hear it.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. Come here, 40 years gigging this year.
40 years.
Congratulations.
I can't get
40
over
years,
that.
Man wow. and beast. I know, isn't it amazing? 40 years of national treasure in the making.
National treasure.
I swear. I started in a wedding band in 1985 when I left school, literally. I did 2 years doing gigging every night. I gigged every night, like six nights a week. And a Sunday afternoon, we used to do our cred gig in the Heart Bar. On O'Connor Bridge. And then but I also kept a good job during the day, so I did lots of different jobs.
A good job
just to keep my mother happy.
Yeah.
And then I did a couple of years in a dance band, which is kind of, you know, doing all around the country.
Yes.
Again, keeping the good job.
Yeah.
Did the Commitments then, obviously. Yeah. And took a bit of time to get to know what to do, but I was still singing. I was a voice for her, so I did loads of lovely things with Bill Whelan, did lots of things like that.
Yeah.
Then I did a little thing called Eurovision. Yeah. Which kind of
that whole thing.
And then suddenly I didn't have time to work. Yeah. I mean, I was doing work, but it wasn't.
I mean, what a career. That's incredible. And congratulations on Dance with the Stars. What's next for you now?
The world is the mollusk of my choice. I can choose anything I like. I am so excited. To be honest, this experience has definitely woken up that part of me. I'm not saying that part is always there. I'm very curious. I love people. I love doing new things. If you get me in a room and put a dare in front of me, the likelihood is I'm going to do it. Now, I'm not throwing myself off a bridge on a bungee jump. I don't care.
Okay,
that's not happening.
No.
I'm not great with heights. But,
same.
And also, I don't, life-threatening, I'm not into. But, you know, but I'm absolutely, you know, I'm calculated risk, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I think you give a life, you got to do something a bit. I do three things that scare me every year. So something that just pushes you a little bit outside.
Yes.
This one, big one. But this one kind of woke me up a little bit at that bit. I was kind of getting, sure, it's grand. Let young people do that now.
I love it.
And I'm going to go into my 60s and I'm going to be doing mad things.
It's your oyster.
Any challenges for me, lads? Come on.
Bring it on. As long as they're low to the ground.
Yeah, low to the ground. Low to the ground.
Niamh Kavanagh, always a pleasure.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.